For a good while, the politically involved in Texas have mostly understood that the League of Women Voters, while pretending to be nonpartisan, for the most part is a Democratic Party or at least politically liberal front group. Listen to the latest mischief the League of Women Voters of Texas is up to. I quote from an email from the group's president, Elaine Wyant. Many people think that only members of the parties can or should vote in primary elections. You and I know this is just not true. All eligible voters should participate in choosing the candidates who will be on the November ballot, Wyant wrote. First, it is the law that only members of a party can vote in its primary. In Texas, membership is determined by voting in a party's primary or participating in its nominating convention. Second, the primary is a private election held by a political party under the voting laws of the state for its members to determine their nominees, not an event held to have those who do not adhere to a party's values choose such. Wyant goes on to write, "Our message for this election, voters who don't strongly identify with any political party can and should carefully consider the choices and participate in one of the primaries or conventions." Funny how well this fits directly with the move of liberal and new anti-conservative political action groups in Texas to flood the Republican primary with non-Republicans in order to scuttle the efforts of conservative candidates. And it's about par for the course for the left-leaning League of Women Voters of Texas. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.